We are on Daf Kufches Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Heicham Pigdoini, a mafkid comes over to a nifkat and he asks him where the pekodin is. Omalei Ovat, so he tells him it's lost. Mashbiyacha ani va'omer omein. And he swears that it was lost. Ve'edim idem oisei she'ochloi. Mishalem keren. So here the chiddush of the Mishnah is not that he pays the keren, because you don't need the shvuah to pay the keren. Mishalem keren, you only pay the keren, Rashi says, ve'im chaymish va'osham elim hoide. He only pays keren v'chaymish v'oshem if he's moide. D'chsi b'gezel ager b'parshas nosay v'isvad. Let's continue the Mishnah. Oide me'atzmoy mishalon keren v'chaymish v'oshem. Heichon pikdoini amaloi nignav mashbiyachani v'omar omein v'idim yidim oisoy shegon. But this is a tain tain is ganav mishalon tashl me'keifel. Hoyde meyatzmoy mishalem keren chaymish ba'osham. Hagoizel es oviv. A person stole from his father. V'nishbaloi umeis. And he swore. And then the father died. Hareze mishalem keren v'chaymish labono. So he pays keren l'chemish l'bonov oy l'ochiv v'im ein oy reitze oy she'ein loy loyve u'balechoyiv boim v'nifroy. Now let us see Rashi, what the Mishnah is saying. So Rashi says, v'acha kach meis oviv, the father died, v'acha mises ha'ov hoide, and afterwards, after the father died, he was made. That we have to learn the sugya further to understand Pshat and Rashi. Bakaponim, so there was a shvue, there was a hido, and now the father died. So be'emesin, what should be if there wouldn't have been such an asik of a shvue? So l'chayre, the din would be, the father died, and Lemaise, he's a Yairish, either the Yairish or a Yairish from the father. So Lemaise, he yarshens whatever the father, theoretically he should pay the father. He stole from the father, Shavuos HaPikon, he stole, so he should pay the father. Novos, the father's dead, so you pay the Yairish of the father, so he'll pay himself. So, but Mekayim mitzvahs hashoveh by paying himself. So he has everything. He has money, and he was Mekayim mitzvahs hashoveh, gewaldig. So the Mishnah says, no, to be Mekayim mitzvahs hashoveh, you can't pay us. You can't receive the money and be yoytze mitzvahs hashoveh, and you're b'mokim avicha, because you are yoyrish. You're not Mekayim mitzvahs hashoveh that way. So you have to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sashovet. So what do you do? Hareze Mishalem Keren B'chaymish Lebonov Shel Oviv, which means his brothers. Oy La'ochiv Shel Ochiv Shel Oviv. Him Ein Loi Bonim. If the father, so Lemaise, he as a Yoyrish cannot take the Yerusha for himself. That's not called Mitzvah Sashovet. You have to give it to another Yoyrish. So if the father had other sons, so you have to give, which are his brothers, but you have to give it to the other sons of the father, because the chiv is to give it to a yerish of the father. To keep it yourself, you can. You have to give it to a yerish of the father. And you can't give it to, and some amela, so you give it to the other bonim. Oyla ochiv shaloviv, or if there's no, he has no other brothers, so you give it to the father's brothers, who yarshin the father. Imein leibon. Va'af al gav de not le Yerusha kamei dahayich, even though either in the case with his other brothers, he has a chelik in the Yerusha, or lemaise when there's no brothers, so he's the sole Yerush. Boy lemevat hashove, he has to make hashove. Ve'ein ma'akev afilu keneged chelkei. He can't hold. That means if there's other brothers, his chelik that he was destined to yashin, he can't keep for himself. He has to be mekayim mitzvah hashave. He can't be yaitze his hashave through Yerusha Sa'ar. There's a lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri says, really, his chelik, he yashins minadin. Hoyil v'nishba l'sheker, eini yotzo yedei tshuve gemurek sheyimcho liyatzmoy. He's not mekayim a tshuve gemure, ad sheyetzienu mitachas yodo. He has to be mekayim mitzvah hashove. And so the Miri says, "Umikom b'akim loyshiu bezdin machichen oisei alze." That means this din that he's not yoitze through the that he himself should yarshin, and he should be meichel himself. And the Miri, it would seem, could be this is also considered b'di'eved da hashove, or but for a tshuve gemure, you have to go and give it. To be, he has to be mighty in mitachas yodoy and give it to the other yorshim. Rashi would seem meikar adin, he has to give to the other yorshim. The boy lemevad hashove, he has to make mitzvahs hashove, eshebes exela, ve'in ma'akiv, and he can't keep afilo keneged chelka. Ein loy nechosim kolkach. Now, what? That's very good if he can afford this. Ein loy nechosim kolkach sheyochel levater al chelkoi. That means if he won't take the Yerusha, the chelek Yerusha will go to the other brothers, so he can't afford this to be mevater al chelkoi. Oy shein roitze lahapsit chelkoi. He doesn't want to be mafsid his chelik. According to the Miri, it's very good. We're talking about a tshuva gemure. It would seem it's not meikar adin. So if he wants to make a tshuva gemure, chalakovet, if he doesn't want to make a tshuva gemure, so then, if he doesn't want to make a tshuva gemure, he's not mechuyiv to make a tshuva gemure. So that's the ein roitze lahapsed chelkoi, we can, then is very good. According to Rashi, it is the mitzvah hashove, so then it's not so poshut to understand what is pshat, he doesn't want to be mafsed chelkoi. I mean, it's totally in his rotten, he's mechuyiv to make a hashove. Aber bekitzer, so we have to know if there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, if it's only a mitzvah, Mahuderes or Tshuva Gemura, so it's very good. If he wants to do that, he does it. If he doesn't want, so then he doesn't do that. So there's a second Eitzer. V'meine roitzu she'ein loy, loyve u'balechoy boim v'nifroy. So what does Rashi say? Loyve me'acherim, he borrows from others. Now, let us see, let's be practical case. Let's say the father left over $300, and there are three brothers, and he had stolen $300. So, Lemaise Zazoy, he owes $300 to pay back to the Yoshim. One of the $300 of the father's Yerusha theoretically belongs to him. So what he should do, to be an elochid, he should take the $100 he should give over to the $100 of the Yerusha should give over to his two brothers. and he bought another $200 and give them also, and he'll be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. But he can't afford that. He can't afford to mivat on the $100 of the father's Yerush. So what does he do? He borrows $300 from someone else, right? And now that what he borrowed, he gives over to his brother, brothers, Lekayim Mitzvah Hashavah. He borrowed $300, he gives them $300, fine, El Tietze given, fine, he paid up the Choy, but now he owes $300 to the Malva. Ubali Choy, Boim V'Nifroim Min HaYerusha, that's the Girsa I have here. The Baal Chayv come and mum from the Yerusha, Kineget Chelkoi, that his Chelik, that theoretically he should have Yarshined, so he borrowed money, so when he borrowed money, so the Chelik of his, what he should have Yarshined, his Chelik in the Yerusha became Mishubit to the Baal Chayvis. So there's 100,000 the Yerusha, but the Baal Chayvis are Goyve. So they take these $100. So Lamai said the 100,000 of the Yerusha, he didn't lose. He borrowed 100,000 from a Malva, and then he's not going to have to pay back that 100,000 because the Malva is going to be Goyve these $100 from the Yerusha. So that's, Kigoy Imhoyu Shnei Achim, Vuhu Shlishi, Nifroim Balechoi, now heaven decide one girsa, which is very understandable, min shlisha Yerusha. The Balechoi va'goive, a third of the Yerusha. Vasha yigvu mimenu. And the rest they'll mum from him. That means he borrowed $300, so $100 they'll be goive from the Yerusha. That became mishubet to his Balechoi. So even though he did not take the Yerusha himself, but Al Kaponim, he didn't lose his chalik in the Yerusha. The other $200, he borrowed left to pay from his own money. But Al Kaponim, this is an eitze that he made a hashavah. It was Mekayim Mitzvah hashavah. And Lemaisa, he's not losing his chalik in the Yerusha. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. What if a father told a son, he made a koinam, he can't have a no from me. Imeis yirshenu. So if the father dies, so the neder did not mean that he can't have a no from him. The neder did not mean that he can't have a no from him after he died. It means, yet anene mishali means b'chayav, the kozman, the father's alive, the son can never know. But he meis, what happened, so the nether was only noyeg b'chayav hiyav, he meis, so if the father dies, yirshenu, so the son yarshins, and he can use the yirush, it's not also b'ano, it was only mudar ano b'chayav of it. What if the father said, b'chayav u'b'moisai? What if the father said that you can't have a no for me, sai when I'm alive, sai after his death? Imeis lo yirshenu. So then he's not allowed to have a no from the Yerusha, because the father asad the nechosim on the son. V'yarsel lebonov oy leyochiv. So the sons of the father, or the brothers of the father, is if there's no son, so you'll give, so they'll take thought. He's not to have a no from the Yerusha. So Memela, so they'll take the Yerusha. What does he have from the Yerusha? He can't be Nana from the Yerusha. Vim ein loy, what is, if he doesn't have, Rashi says he doesn't have what to eat. So lechayre, he's very much dependent on the Yerusha. Loive ubalechoy boim v'nefroy. So he's loive, and the balechoy is boim v'nefroy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'chayv u'b'moise meis lo yirashenu, v'im ein lo yma yoichal, loive v'oichal. So here, So he is also the same din. That means he's not getting a direct anah from the Yerusha. He borrows. And the Balei Chovis mon from the Yerusha. When he borrowed, so his chelek in the Yerusha became a shubit to pay up for the halvah that he borrowed. So the Balei Chovis will mon from his chelek in the Yerusha. So it's not considered he has a direct anah from the Yerusha. It's called the Baal Chayva is going with their Shibat from the Yerusha. This is not called, he's having direct Hano, some email, it's Mutra by a Muda Hano. Let us see Taisvis. Lebanov Oili Ochit. Nire Lebanov Shal Gazla. Oila Ochit Shal Gazla. Tot Taisvis is Chaylik an Rashi. Rashi Lem Shat. Bonov means bonov shalovit, and ochiv means ochiv shalovit. And Taisvis says, no, bonov shal gazlin, ela ochiv shal gazlin. Now, I'd like to mention before we go further, Rabbi Chanan says, Taisvis did not want to learn like Rashi, that ochiv means ochiv shalovit. So he explains as a machlekes a rishonim, if you have a yerish karev and a yerish rochek, this is Rabbi Chanan Kevitz Oresim in Mem Ayzayim, you have a yerish meuchel. Let's speak about Taka this case that you have the father has a brother, and we have here the son. So in the Seida Yerusha, when the father dies, the son yarshins. If there's no son, so then the brothers of the father will yarshin him. But now here we have a son. So Taisvis held that if you have a son, so this person is bachlal not a yerish. He gets a din yerish when there's no. The closest korev is a yerish. If you have a son and a brother of the father, so the brother of the father is not a yerish. Kozman is the son, he's not a yerish. If there wouldn't be a son, it'd be a yerish. So Mela Sotais was held, so what's pshat? He's gonna give them, he's gonna give the father's brother, he's gonna give them, the Yerusha. He wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Veheshiv by giving to the father's brother. The father's brother is no different than a strange person. He's not a Yerish. Kozman is a son, he's not a Yerish. So Memela, so therefore Taisvah said Pshat, it means either if he has a son, he gives it to his son, we'll see soon, or if he doesn't have a son, he gives it to the brother, and they are the Yoshim. They are the Yoshim. That means they're three brothers. And he gives it to Ochiv means his brothers, not the father's brothers. The father's brothers, Bechal, is not a Yerish. And from Rashi, we see that Rashi is Chaylik. Rashi holds that a Yerish Rochik is also called a Yerish. No, Pshat is, if you have a closer Yerish, so he has a Dinkdima to take the Yerusha. So Mamel, there's nothing that the Yerish Rochik can take. But not, he's not a Yerish. He's a Yerish also. But in the Seder Kedime enables the Seder Akdime, so that enables the Yerish Kodim to take the Nechosim, so there's nothing for the Yerish Mucha to take, but he has a Shem Yerish. And Taisus holds he doesn't have a Shem Yerish, so therefore Taisus says, Lebonov shall gazlin, Elochiv shall gazlin, Koima betchila Lebonov im Yeshle, the Haim Koidmen lechol Adam, Bechelik hamegiyoi. The chelik, what their father has to get, so they are the yoshim kedumim in this chelik. Unechashim oisoi ki'ilu meisu. We rechen. That means he's not permitted to yarshin the father's nechosim because he has to make hashava the father's nechosim. And the only way that's considered Ashove is if the father's Nechosim go to the other Yerushim, not to him. It can't go to him. If it goes to him, there's no Ashove. So it has to go to the father's Yerushim. Und der Chashev oisai ki ilu meisu, we rechen ki ilu he's not around. V'raibon av yorshim chelkoi im ochit. So that means, if you have, let us just say, for practical purposes, you have Yaakov, Reuven, and Chanoich, and Reuven is brother Shimon and Levi. So, Reuven stole from Yaakov, so Reuven can't yarshin from Yaakov. So the chelik that Reuven should have yarshin, we reckon keilu Reuven is not alive, so his children, Chanoich will yarshin bezeidus nechosim. So the grandchildren will yarshin from the grandfather, from the grandfather. Veheim ein boyim mikoichoi. Now Tosis says Amir de Kezach. Napshat is that they yarshin because the father yarshin, and they're the sons of the Reuven yarshin, and Chanoich is a son of Reuven, so that's why Chanoich yarshin. Because if their Yerusha is through Reuven, so we didn't accomplish anything. We're defeating our purpose. Our whole purpose is that Reuven should not yarshin. That the other Yerushim should get it, not Reuven. So if Chanoich is getting it because he's yarshining it from Reuven, so then we defeated our purpose. Now Tosfos says, V'heim ein boyim mikoichoi, ela mikoyach avu da'abe. The grandson yarshins direct from the grandfather. Kedama b'seif mishemeis, tachas avoisecho yiyu bonecho. Amor adikezach, that your children can yarshin direct from your father. A grandson can yarshin direct from a grandfather. Hilkach, af al pi she'ein laviyem behem klum. So even though Reuven is not yashning anything, she'ei ken yashin, she'ei yesh loy laharzik zeyle, and the only way it's considered a achzoris gzeyle is only, the only way it's considered achzoris gzeyle is only if he doesn't yashim, the other yashim get the gzeyle, afilohochi, heim koidmin bechelke meutayim at the bababasre. But they have a dinkadima because they're capable of yashning direct. Or if he doesn't have bonim, so the yoshim are his brothers. So memele, so he doesn't take a chelik in the Yerusha, and the Yerusha goes to his two brothers. So memele. So that's how he was Mekayim, his mitzvah Hashavah, that his chelik Yerusha, he's not taking it, and it's going to the Yerusha Ya'av, which are his two brothers. Agavucha, this is a beautiful vote for Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says, when you have three brothers, so Rab Chaim says, it's not pshat that each brother Yarshin's a third. Pshat is, each brother is, a ben is bekeir to Yarshin kol nichsei oviv. He's a ben. Now, if you have two bonim, so bepoil, what do you do? So each one gets a half. But not that really, that a ben yashin is a half. A ben is bekeir to yashin, each ben is bekeir to yashin. The whole Yerusha. Now, when it comes to bepoil to take it, to divide the Yerusha, each one gets a half. Because, als deschus to yashin, the complete Yerusha of the father. So the maise, he does not take his chelika Yerusha, because he wants to be mekayim mitzvah sashobit. So he's Mekayim Mitzvah Hashavah to that, to his brothers, that the Yerusha is going to the that means the Yerusha Ha'av, which are his two brothers, are getting paid the Gzela that he stole. He's not keeping it for himself. So that is the Mitzvah Hashavah that he is Mekayim. That is, if we don't make the Redler, what is, if he doesn't have money or he doesn't want to do this, is lava obalchoy boim v'nifloy. So, Tosfos seems to say a little different than Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the balchoy is goive from the chelik ha-yerusha that this ben should have yashin. That's what Rashi seems to say. Balechoy boim v'nefoy min ha-Yerusha k'neged chelka. Taisa seems to say differently. Nira laforish, lava al hakalke shaloi. That he borrows on his kalke. That means as follows. He borrows money from a malve. Let's say he stole $300 from his father. So lemaise, so he has to pay back the $300. So first he goes and borrows $300 from a malve. Fine? Love ala kalka shalay ma'achere, afilu b'loy apaytiki, the kalka mishubed labalchay. Fine? V'acharkach, noisen kalka shalay, lebonov eilo'ochid bavu hagzeyle. Uchigoyin shein hagzeyle kayemes. Amir dikizach, that means he stole $300. So he borrows $300 from a malva, and his karka automatically becomes meshubah to that malva. Fine. Then he takes this karka, and he goes to his brothers, and he says, Abayisai, I stole $300 from the father. You're Yoshim, so you should take and pay back with this karka, with my karka, I'm paying back these $300. Makayim Beishib is Hagzela, and the two brothers now have the kaka that's worth $300. Look, Baruch Hashem, the next day there's a knock on the door, the malva of this third brother of the Gazlon is there. He says, you know, your brother borrowed, Sunday he borrowed $300 from me, the kaka became Meshubit. This kaka he gave you became Meshubit, now I want to be going with the kaka. So he's going with the kaka, I'm going to the Kizach. So Lemaise, he got away with murder, the Dvetasis Lenschat. I mean, he paid them $300, and Lemaise, it didn't cost them a penny. It didn't cost them a penny. It's not that the Malva's taking from the Chelek Yerusha. That means his Karka that became Meshubit, the Malva is Goive from the brothers. The Karka that was became Nishtabit to the Malva. V'chayzrin bal chayv v'nifroy me'oisei karke. Av al gav v'yeshloi shal nechosim v'amel lefroya. Now Taisva says another chiddush. That even though this loive has other nechosim to pay up, av al pikein the malva can mon from these nechosim. Now, we have to understand a little bit what Taisvus is saying. Like this, we always say about klal, if a person borrowed money, and his karkois became a shubit, and then he sold one karkata lekeach, the malva cannot mon from the lekeach if they're still b'nei chayrin by the loive. Ketaini nachti lachmokim ligus, I am money from Mishabodim, this b'nei chayram. That is the halacha. Over here, Taisvus is saying that even though afal gav the yesh lo yishal nechosim b'amel lefroye, afal pikein, the malva can be gave this karka. The malva can be gave this karka. That is what Taisvus is saying. Is kan shoyel aben, it's a white akazoi. I mean, what kind of yosher is this? The malva goes, he has a beeline, he goes to this kalke, takes away this kalke. I mean, he borrowed money, that's true. So, be goive from your loive. Why are you going to the mishubodim? So the marsho asks this kasha, and there's a yosaidistik in marsho on this toisvit. The marsho says as follows. If the loive would have karkois, ain't a chanami. Then Taisa doesn't have any pshat. So what kind of cheshmin is that the malva is goiver from the achim? He should be goiver from the loive. This b'nei chayim, my money from mishabodim. It's speaking about he doesn't have any karkois. Doesn't have any karkois. Fine. Oh, but Apple got the yesh lo ishan nechosens. What does Taisus mean? He has metaltolim. He has metaltolim and he doesn't have kakois. And the Masha seems to hold, and there's a tremendous machlekes in this shaila, the Masha seems to hold all the time. Well, if you have a loiva that has metaltolim, and he sold all his kakois, the Masha seems to hold there's no din of inach v'loch mokim. Ligvis and can always go to the kukhis. You're not mechuyev to mon the metaltalim from the loive. Pakertis is meshubit, I'm moning my shibu. That's how the Masha learns. Rabbi Kibbeger, the Ktsois, Acheilik on the Masha, they say it's a mer de kechidish. So they say that Pakertis, you can always go to the metaltalim, and there's no difference if it's metaltalim or kalke. That's a din in Aleikeach. That's a din in Aleikeach, that by Aleikeach, the halacha is that you can't mon from the Aleikeach, kol's man is mishubodim. Here they want loikhim. I gave it to them to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sashovit. That's called, I was Mekayim Mitzvah Sashovit. So Memele, now the Malve could be going for this karke. They're not Lekuchis over here. They didn't pay for it. I just gave it them to Mekayim Mitzvah Sashovet. I was Mekayim Mitzvah Sashovet. Now the Malve could go and be goive from these kakois. V'nire dein tzorech loyma b'shas nesinosei lebonov oyliyochit. When he gives it to them, he doesn't have to make any conditions with them. Al menashe yifru bali choyv mikem. The belav och in yechaylam liska yishalei midatoi. That means he's giving it to them. See, he doesn't have to make conditions with them. But he's giving it to them, and we don't need their haskome. And this is sufficient that he should be able to mekayim a mitzvah sashava of some sort. So memele, so the his bal chayv can mon from them. That is. Im ein agzeile kayemes. Ve im agzeile ba'en, if the gzeile is ba'en, so l'chayre, the gzeile goes over by Yehusha, so let's say the gzeile was ba'en, so let's say this is his chaylik of the Yehusha. Tzorech l'forish, Sheyalve Oleho, the Rishash's Gil says, Sheyalve Oleho Yasena Apoitiki, Lebalve. So Lebaisa, he goes over to a Malve, and let's say he gambit the Gzeilis Ben, he gambit a watch that's worth $500. So he goes over to the Malve, and he says, lend me $500. And this should be an apoiteki, which means that you have a schus gviya from this watch, this metaltolim. Yasenu apoiteki lemalva. So now it's an apoiteki to the malva. So the malva is a schus to be goive from this apoiteki. Fine. Now he had borrowed $500. He has $500 in his pocket. The dover agozel became an apoiteki for. This dava gozel was the chel that he was supposed to yavshin. So the dava gozel became an apoitiki. Now he goes over to his two brothers, vayachzerenu lebono vayliochit, and he returns it to them. He's mekayim mitzvos vaheishiv esagzeila. Again, he's giving over to them the dava gozel. So he was mekayim mitzvos hashove, and then vayachzer yitrafenu mehem balchoy. And now the Baal Chai will go over to them and they say, no, this is an apoitigi. It's meshubit to me. So it's Shalom al Yisrael. He was Mekayim his mitzvah Hashavit. And that's also called a Hashavit. And the Malva doesn't know any dreidlach. This became meshubit to me. And he was able to be meshabadim if this was his chelik in the Yerusha. But Lamaisi is not taking the Yerusha. He's giving it to them. So he's giving it to them. And the Malva is going and is going to be goive from the Yoshe. Frektoisvis, afal gav, Damrine Lael also Shire Apoitiki Umochoi Ein Balchoiv Goivei Menu. We learned that if a person made a Shire and Apoitiki, Metalton Apoitiki Ein Balchoiv Goivei Menu from the Lakuchis, Umochoi Ein Balchoiv Goivei Menu. So how can a Malva be Goivei Mishubodim? That means what it says over there, that Mishubadikim Metaltalim, you cannot mum from Lakuchis. So, how can you mum this Mishubadikim Metaltalim from the Ochiv and Bono? Hainu Davke Mochai. Over there, it's speaking about that he sold it to someone. So, the Lakeach purchased Asher. The Kivin the Leka Kola. And there's no koil, that means a karka that became mishubit. So there's a koil that is mishubit. So memele, we can always mun the karka from the lakuches. We tie it to the lakuches. Who told you to buy this karka? You knew it was mishubit. So why did you buy it? But by metaltalim, so we can't mun from the lakuches. The lakuches did not at all know there's no koil by metaltalim. That it became Mishubit, that he made it in a poitiki, is kivin the leka kola, loy mapsadina le lakuchas. We won't be mapsed the lakuchas. Al takanta the lakuchas, we will not be goive metaltalim that was made in a poitiki to the malve of the moicha, the malve of the loive. Avol nos naibimatone, but Taisa says, amirdike chidish la loche. What is if a loive made metaltalim and a poitikit is malve, and then he gave it the matonim? Loishayich pseida de lakuchis. It's not pshat that they have a hefsit. Well, they don't have a hefsit. I gave it to you for free. So it's not called you have a hefsit. Balchoiv goivei meno. So then the balchoiv could mon an a poitiki, even though there was no koil. Then yochelite mashem mishubed lacherem. That means the cheshbon is eiskahalten. If this became mishubed lacherem, so I can't give away something that's mishubed. So memele. So here there's no mekach over here. Here he's giving it to them to be mekai mitzvahs hashavet. So Taisvus compares this to metaltalim. So memele, if the gzeila is be'en, he'll borrow from a malve and he'll make it an apoitiki, and then the malve will go to these yoshim and be gave it from them. Avoloya so apoitiki, but what if he didn't make it an apoitiki? But if he wouldn't have made it an apoitiki, so then the balchayv can't mun it from them. The chihechi, the metaltli, the yasmi le mishtabdi le balchoi, ochinami le mishtabdi metaltli, the mekabel matona le balchoi. That means the whole din shibud, if there is a din shibud, is only minedi day. But metaltlim that go over to another rishus, not from a loiv, it's not by the loiv anymore, it's by the yisayimim of the loiv, or the lakuchas of the loiv, then there's no din shibud whatsoever to mon from them. The avik ilu noisim lahem b'matone. In over here, it's similar. Kilu he gave them a matone. Kivin shu atzmoi einu yochel arzav alitreif mem. That means he paid up. He was mekayem veishem es gzeila. He can't be an Indian giver. He can't give it to them and take Al-Jaitamitsusashava, give it back to me. That he can't do. All that he can do is fakert. He gave it to them, he's Makai Mitsusashava. All that he can do is that now his Balchoy that acquired a shibud on this before he gave it to them can be gave it. So Mamela, he won't lose from this Asik because his Balchoy will be gave it from them. But if he didn't make it an apoitiki, he did not make an apoitiki, so the balchayv has no right to be goyve this from them. Yeah. Umi yonir. So Memelos Otaisvis says that if the gzeila is be'en, the only way we can make this dreidel is by making the metaltalim an apoitiki. We make the metaltalim an apoitiki, so then the malva could be goyve from the achen, the bonim. Umiyu nire. Now Taisus wants to say amir de kechidish. Loichoshiv hoche mashe marzel lehem kilo nosan lehem. Taisus says, I'm comparing two things which are not similar. A person gives away a matone, so it's given away, it's finished, it's yanims. The only way a malve can take away from the mekabo matone is only if it was an apoitiki. So there's a shibut on that which was given away, then a malve can take it away. If it wasn't an apoitiki, so a malve has no right to take it away, and it was given to the mekabo matone. Taisus says, but over here, we can't, that what he's mekayim mitzvah sashove, it's not that he's giving them a matone. Deini noisim lam l'shem matone. He's not giving l'shem matone also. Elo stome b'shtike marzalem. He's returning it to them without specifically saying that he's giving it to them. He doesn't say anything. The ein dati elo lekayim mitzvahs hashove ba'alma. Amir dikazah, I'm giving it to you. I'm not, the reason I'm giving, I want him lekayim mitzvahs hashove. Hilkach lehavi matone. So therefore, it doesn't have, it's not even a gather of a matone. V'yochel ba'alchoiv litroif mehem. That means it was yours for hashove. For Hashava purposes, that's it. For me to make a mitzvah Hashava. But it seems for Gabi all other inyonim, it's not yours. So just like the Baal Choyv can month, can take away from me my metaltalim, he can take it away from you. It's yours only Gabi Hashava, not Gabi anything else. Now, this dreidel, now, Taisus created a moiridike concept over here. He's giving it to the Yoshim, but it's not yours, for all purposes. It's yours that I should be mekayim mitzvah sashova. But there gotta be all other things, it seems it's not yours, it's still mine. So memela, so my Baal Choyv can take it away from you. So Taisus says, no, if there's such a concept, so why do you need this whole maisa with a Baal Choyv? Let the gazlan alone go to them. It was yours for Hashove, I made Hashove, and I'm taking it back. So they says, no. That is Zichra Gelechta. The gazlan alone in the Yocha Lachza V'likach Mehem. His Zichra can take it from them. If he's taking back what he gave them, that's not called Ashove, that's a Spielachel. So it's called, it's for Ashove, it's yours, and I can't take it back. This is called Mitzvah Ashove. That means, Mitzidi, I won't, I'm returning it to you. I won't take it back. So if it is that matzav that I won't take it back, this is the key in my mitzvah hashove. Umayri afilu beloy apoitiki. So it's considered afilu al beloy apoitiki. And lemaisa he says the merdeke chiddush. So it's considered. He says lagabi all other purposes. We still consider it. It belongs to the loive, belongs to the gazlan, and therefore the malve can be goive this from the brothers in the yosh. Now we had in the Mishnah, what is the din if the father was mader hanor from his son, b'chayv b'maisai, is b'alchoyv boim b'nifroim achamisa. So what does he do? So he borrows money, and the Yerusha his chaylik ha-yerusha becomes mishubid, and the balchayv goes and is goyve. The balchayv is goyve from this karka. So Taisva says va'afilu bechayev havishoy. So Taisva says l'chayre this dreidel l'chayre is mutar afilu bechayev bechayev gavne. Kedemrinin amudar anome chaveiro ve'en leimayo ichal. Yelech eitzel chem v'ni arogel etzloi ve'yoyim aloi ish ploini mudar anome meni ve'en leimayo ichal. Ve'eini yoideya me'es eloi, noisen loi ubo ve'noitel mizeh. Now let us understand what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara says in the Dorim as follows. Let us say we have three people. Shimon cannot have hano from Reuven. And Lamaise, Shimon has nothing but to eat. Now Reuven would love to be mahane Shimon, but Shimon can't have hano from Reuven. And he tells the Chemveni, I'm in a predicament. I would very much want to help Shimon, but I can't help Shimon because Shimon is not allowed to have hano from me. So there's a murder kedreidel. So the Chemveni says, no problem. The Chemveni goes and gives Shimon food. He's allowed to take it from the Chemveni. And then the Mader Reuven goes and pays the Chemveni. And it's not considered that Shimon had a no from Reuven. Shimon had a no from the Chemveni. The Chemveni was paid from the Mader and Shalom al Yisrael. So L'chayre Taisra says that the Gemara says a Pesan Eitze after the father died, how can the Yerush derive benefit from the Yerusha? Tomorrow says he borrows money and then an Amal becomes. So it would seem that the only way you can derive benefit is after when the father died. So Taisa says you can have the same Eitzah when the father's alive also. Like a Chemveni, the father could go over and tell a Chemveni to give to his son and he'll give the Chemveni. So Taisva says, "Bahadalei tani hoche no, alafisha zein eroitzish enemy menu klal b'chayiv eni yochel asis takon elamidaita." That means the father is not interested in that. The father doesn't have any rachmanas on the son. So memele, so the father won't do such a thing. So memele, there's no eitzah. So what should the son do? What should the son do? The money is by the father. The father is not taking the initiative to go to Chemveni. So b'chayiv the son is no eitzah. But after the father died, and now l'maisa he's a yoyrish al nichsei oviv. No, he has a problem. He can't have no from these nechosim. So then there's an eitzah, borrow money, and the malva will take the nechosim. That's why it says. That's why Bechayov doesn't say anything, because Bechayov, you need the consent of the father, and the father's not masking. Now, it said in the Mishnah that he should not derive benefit from the Yerusha. The Yachzel, and the other Yoshim should take it. The other Yoshim should take it. Now it says, Vim ein loy, loyve ubalechoy boim benefroim. It says, Vim ein loy, so then there's an Eitzah. Before, by a Gazlan, we had two Tanoim for this Eitzah. Im ein loy, or mein eroitzah. So why over here doesn't it say, Im ein eroitzah? That's his kasha. What like Tony Hochim Yemeine Reutze, Kedik Tony Reiche, Mishum Sherei Vadai Eine Reutze. So there's no im. So he doesn't want that he shouldn't derive benefit from it. They said, Bishloim and the Reiche, we're speaking about, he has a mitzvah muhuderes of being Mekayim Veishavas Exela. So there we have to say, Vim Eine Reutze, So Memela, so if he doesn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mederes, we say this Heitzah. But over here, Vadei Ein Eroitzah, Izicha doesn't want that he shouldn't derive benefit, so it's like was mentioned already. That's Pashtavi, the Oishema Davke Ein Loi Ma Yoichal Shori. Taisa says maybe by Nidorim, here it's not sufficient that he doesn't want that his brother should get the Yerusha. I feel that he wants if he has money lemaisa, we will not be matter such a dreidel that he should borrow and the malva should be goyve. Shemedavke ein loy ma yoichol shori kediktoni gabi yamuda nami chaveroi. There it says even though we're making a dreidel, there's a tnai ve ein loy ma yoichol. So we will matter ein loy ma yoichol. We will matter that the chevni will give the mother and the mother will pay. And Emerson Rashi says clear like that. So that means this eitzah that the Baal Chayv should be goyve from the nechosim, we're only matter, I mean, lay my yoichel. Obostamazoi, we're not matter this. So that's why, bedavke, the Mishnah omitted in main eroitze. I feel in main eroitze can't do such a thing. If it's in main lay my yoichel, then we will do such a dreidel, that he'll borrow money, and the Baal Chayv will be goyve from Nichsei Ha'ov. Now Taisa says further, how does this work? Now let's mention names. Reuven was married to Rachel. And he has to give Rachel HaMezainis. Now, Reuven has a problem of paying her the Mezainis. So Shimon wants to give Rachel the Mezainis. But Reuven can't have Anor from Shimon. So it says in the Mishnah that Shimon is not giving Reuven the money. Amuda Anor Mechaberai, Shaikolai Shikloi. So Shimon could be Shekel Shikloi, but Anegeilano Uperei Alei Chayvai, he could also pay the Chayv that Reuven owes. Reuven owes his wife Mezainis, Reuven owes Rachel Mezainis, so he can go and give Rachel the Mezainis for Mokim Reuven. And that's not called his Mahane Reuven, he's not giving him anything, he's paying up his Chayv. He's a Mavri Achari. That means, like this, the wife is going to schlep you to Besden, and you'll have to pay up, so I'm making she shouldn't be goyve from you. Upeirish Rabbeinu Tam, the davke b'mezoynes ishtoi. So Rabbeinu Tam said, Peirei alei choyva is not speaking about all choyves, davke b'mezoynes ishtoi, avosha choyves osa lefroya, the vadai kom mishtar shalei v'osa. Now Rabbeinu Tam said, Amoyra de Kezat. Rabbeinu Tam said, if I go and pay up, if Reuven would owe Levi money, and I go, and Shimon goes and pays up Levi, he's not allowed to do it. Because Shimon is being Mahana Reuven. Only by Mezainis Ishtoi, Shimon is permitted to pay Roch. And what is the Lomdus? This is the Lomdus here. The Lomdus is as follows. So by Netam Hill, that by Mezainis Ishtoi, Reuven Ketayne, Shimon is not being Mahana me at all. Why? Because my wife needs mezainis. I'll tell her, "Tzei ma'isi adecha b'mezainis secha." I don't have to give her mezainis. He did me a favor. I'll tell her, yeah, "I won't take your ma'isi adayim. You'll have it for your man." And tzei ma'isi adecha b'mezainis secha. So he didn't do me. I didn't gain money from him by him paying up. Good. He gave the money to my wife, so she won't have to go to work. About the etzim, you didn't do me a favor because I wasn't scared about the chi of mezainis to my wife. I could always tell her, say my shedech, mezainis echa. that your Maisi Yadayim belongs to you, and you'll support yourself from your Maisi Yadayim. So then it's not called that Shimon was Mahana Reuven. But by Abal Choy, what happened if Reuven owed Levi money? And Levi's knocking on the door, pay up, and Shimon goes and gives Levi. Hotter Rabbeinu Tam gizok, Shimon is not allowed to give Levi. He's being Mahana Reuven, and Reuven is not allowed to have an offer. Mishtash is deriving benefit from Reuven. The only case of Pereyas Choyv is by Mizaynis Ishtab, is it's not called Aus Manim, because this was a Choyv, or the cancer Oistrain from the Choyv. But by all other Choyv, you're not allowed to do it. So now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we find out that a choiv, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we find out that to pay up Yenim's choiv is called a mahanim. Only by Mizaynis Ish is not called mahanim. So now, what's pshat na mishneh? What happens over here? He goes, not that hanok minichse oviv, he goes and borrows money, and the choiv gets paid up with nichsei oviv, which is not even enough from nichsei oviv. So how does our mishnah stim with the Rabbeinu Tam? That is Tosfos Kasha. Let's see. Tevah hayt nivchem imenu vasnam beperkein beamuda amuda no mechave yeshek leishik leperei lechoiv peish Rabbeinu Tam zedavke mezaynis ishtay. When is the perei lechoiv by a choiv sheinei bor mezaynis ishtay? Avo shal choiv esosel lefroye demade kam mishtar shilein. The also he's gaining through the pereya, and that's why it's also bochanami mishtar shilayim. V'yeshloima deloidov. So Tosfos answers it's not similar to pereya choyvei. The hosom kivin shemischayev lemisha pora bavuroi. If someone is paying for him. And that's called mishtar shalei. It's called, he's deriving, you're gaining money through me. So that is an action that one could be toiveya mammon for this. I was mahana you. That works like a yayin l'sech sadach haveirei. I was mahana you by paying up Levi. Is im yivra bechinom bavuroi, im kei mahana you, v'osa. So mamela, it is a service that one can ask to be paid for, and if he's Michaelim, so it's called his Mahane Vasa. Avul hoche ma sheboim bal choiv v'nifroi min anachosim. But here, if the bal choiv is being pereya from the nachosim, ain zen nene min anachosim. That's not called his nene from the nachosim. I think Tainig Yontif wants to say pshat that the chilek is as follows. This muda hano mimenu from a person, this muda hano minachosot. A person who's muda, if I'm muda hano from a person, so this pu'ula that a person does and pays up my choiv, he's doing a service for me which one can ask payment for the service. He did a service for me. So Memela, paying up my chayv is a service that one can demand to get paid for. So doing it for free is called his being mahanami. So my mother and me men, I'm not even offering. Masha'in can hear we're speaking about the father's death. He can't have anor from the nechosim. He's not allowed to have anor. So the maisa, it's not called he's having anor from the nechosim. The malve goes to the nechosim and is given the nechosim. So memele, so it's not called I was nene from the nechosim. Vahi dahoylech eitzel chenveni leitikshe. Now what's the case of hoylech eitzel chenveni? So lechayre Tosfos understood. So it's also the same thing that the chenveni is lending the muda money, and then the mother is paying up the chayv. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you can't do such a thing. So Tosfos says, no, that's not the case. The Heilach Eitzel Chemveni Leitik Shdosam Derech Matona Mayri. The Chemveni did not lend the Muda money. Sha Chemveni Noisin Laza Peiris Bematone. He's giving him Bematone Peiris. וחויזו מקבו מזה מויזדך מתונה. פקרת זה all bunch of מתונות over there. The Chemini gives him a matone, the mother gives the Chemini a matone. So there it's not considered that he was, that the mother was nene from the mother. But the peya pachoyt take, the bein of time holds, that's called he was mahane. Abolod, oma vepeya kashutvim, ishti shani nene sloch, loiva bal choyv boim venifroim mi bal. Bishloim mekoinim shani nene lishti klameime bimizoynis ishti velibe dechono. That means this is a case that his wife can never know from him. And there also the Baal Chayv, the Elokoinim Sha'ani Nen, Eloch Mash Meshem Eloch HaBeiroi, Nimtza Shu Perei HaChayvoi. There speaking about that he pays up the Chayv of the Muda. That's the case in Ksubis. So Taisi Zakash, going to be in a time that's not permitted. Yishloim Mekun Shalom Eimenu Al Menashe Leilafroya. Speaking about that when he borrowed this Chaveira borrowed money from his Malve, there was a condition that he's not Mechuyev to pay. Ashtenen Eklumba Mashe Perei HaChoyvoi. Bimtoime Vechi Beshuftoni Askinin Sheyalva Menashe Leilafroya. And how can I make such an akimte? Shloimer shehu oyavoi shloyaniach milafroya ba'avoi. I think Taisus means that he won't mon from him because he knows that the oyavoi will pay for him. So that's why he's not being mechayev the loive to pay. So mamela, so then it's called when the mother pays, it's not called he was mahana the muda.